Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, if you guys are into action as well as stories that have a great meaning, I think our next guest has something just for you. We're going to be speaking with filmmaker Donnell Henry. He's going to make his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of bringing stories to life, but also the new story that he's created called Vesuvius. We're also going to let you guys know how you can be a part of this project and also what he hopes you're able to take away from it. Donnell, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. Congratulations to you, first of all, on what you've been able to accomplish. I know the name of your company is actually Seal of the Gods. We'll talk a little bit about that here in a moment and kind of how this all began. But I want to talk about just the realization of a dream, first of all, Donnell, because for our online listeners through Blog Talk, they're seeing one picture of you actually filming. What has it been like for you to say that you want to do something and then to be able to have the pleasure of actually doing it?
Well, It's an amazing experience. I've always believed that you think, you say, and then you do. This is what we do every single day of our lives. We think it, we say it, and then we do it. Sometimes we might think it, we might say it, and then we really don't do it. So
yeah. For
me, it's such an amazing experience because years ago I thought about doing this film. But I really didn't know how I was going to go about doing it. So I kept saying it, and I told a lot of people, hey, I have this idea. I have this idea for a film. But, of course, life got in the way. Many things got in the way, and I did not have the opportunity to do it until I finally said, hey, enough is enough. This film is going to happen. And when I put that out in the universe, everything started falling into place. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It is something about speaking things into existence, man, that is really amazing. But I think, there are so many times people, they do part of it. They do the talking, but they're not willing to put the work into it. You have been willing, though, to put the work in, and I think that is why you've definitely been blessed to be able to do what you love. Now, Vesuvius definitely has a special meaning for you. For those who are tuning in, there will be an article on our magazine website, conversationsmag.com, tomorrow that will go a little bit more into it. But for those who have not heard about Vesuvius before, Donnell, let's tell them a little bit about the inspiration for the project.
Well, the inspiration for this project came about, actually, it's an idea that I got from my best friend. He passed away in Iraq. He was a soldier. He was killed on March 31st in 2008 in Iraq. And he gave me the idea because usually we'd Skype. He'd call me from Iraq or wherever he's stationed at the time. And we're into video games. We're into video games and movies. So, we were very passionate about what was coming out at the time, what video games they were making, what they should do with these video games, and how they should make this movie and that movie. So he gave me the initial idea to get this film started, and his idea was a joke about his team, and being that he was a sergeant, he said, wouldn't it be crazy that someone did a film about your team turning against you. And we laughed about it and, we fun about it, but it stayed in my mind. I was like, that is a pretty good idea. I like that. And it stuck with me. So, unfortunately he passed away. It was very, very hard for me and everyone else that knew him and loved him. And that gave me the drive. And the ambition to want to finish this film in his honor. So initially, this film is for him. And the main character of this film, Victor Thompson, the main character is loosely based around him as well. So this film has special meaning to me. And when you see the main character, you could sum him up as my friend Dane. Sergeant Dane D. Danula. And you could definitely see the type of person that he was. You know, so this film is definitely special and important to me. It has a lot of meaning to me.
And we're going to be going more into, Donnell, how our listeners can really literally be part of this project here in just a moment. For those who are just tuning in, though, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of being able to speak with Donnell Henry. He's making his first appearance on our program today. He's a filmmaker that's behind Seal of the Gods. He's here to talk to us not only about his love of filmmaking, but what it's been like for him to bring that to life, to be able to tell stories on film, and to see the way that people are responding to it. And I should say also, Donnell, how you've been able to get other people to feed into the dream. One of the things that I noticed when I was watching the video on Kickstarter that we'll be talking a little bit more about is that, you know, you could able to see some of the cast that are there.
Right.
What has that part of the experience been like? It's one thing for you to have an idea. It's one thing for you to have inspiration. But to have other people actually want to be a part of that and bring that to life, how does that make you feel as a filmmaker?
It is something, it's like a dream come true in a sense. It is, to have someone believe in your vision is an amazing thing. And again, you know, I believe in what you put out in the universe. I've learned not to ask, but tell the universe and say, this is what I'm going to have. This is what I have. I have this already. So when I was casting, I met with a young lady by the name of Isabel Pierre. She's my casting director. And, you know, I really didn't know what the casting process was about. I had no clue or I had no idea of how I was going to get these people to fill these roles. And it was absolutely amazing and unbelievable that every one of the people that I cast, that she sent to me, they fit everything that I needed. And they are absolutely amazing. These people are very, very talented. We have everyone in my cast, they were in previous films and also they're in theater groups. So they're all professionals, and I'm very, very lucky to have them on board. And when I met with each and everyone individually, I had a meeting with them, and I explained to them the film, and I explained to them the idea that I had. I showed them visual effects that I had for the film, and everyone was blown away. And I guess I feel they probably felt that I was very passionate, and they felt it when I was talking about it, and they believed in the vision that I have. So I'm very lucky. You know, I said it, and everything started falling into place. But again, thank you to Isabel Pierre, because she pointed me in the right direction, and she helped me and guided me with certain things, and she helped me to get this amazing cast together. You know, so I definitely have to say thank you to her.
You know, you're right. There's nothing like it when you're able to have an idea, like you said, because knowing that you can't do it by yourself, but to know that other people, you know, are willing to come on board and to be a part of it. Talk to us about Seal of the Gods. How did the name of the company come about?
Seal of the Gods. I don't want to scare people because I, you know, everyone has their beliefs. Everyone have their beliefs. I believe, me personally, and this is just my opinion, that I believe that we are all gods within ourselves. That if you believe in the Bible, I'm not going to be religious about it, but just generally on this planet, most people believe in some type of deity or God. We do the same things that a god would do. Like I said earlier, we think it, we say it, and we do it. So we create every day. We create. We create opportunities. We create tangible and intangible stuff. We create, and that's what gods do. And you know, I believe that with Seal of the Gods, it's just a name that I also, you know, in essence, wanted to let people know. Hey, you know what? There is some type of power inside of you, and it's a seal of the gods. We are gods. That's what I believe, and I'm putting my seal on it. So that's how the name came about in terms of my production company, Seal of the Gods. You know, I definitely believe we have the power to create, and we have the power to put the seal on our own things and make
right.
things happen. So that's how that name came about, Seal of the Gods.
Well, you know, I think that explains it. That exactly explains the name, ladies and gentlemen. And I think, you know, it is a really good point, because I believe personally that we all have been, you know, imbued with a certain power from God to be able to do things. And as you said earlier, you know, even, you know, being able to speak, you know, speak things into existence, that is part of what we've all been given. And I think that is the thing, you know, that you are just acting upon. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with filmmaker Donnell Henry. We're talking to him not only about his company, Seal of the Gods, you just heard him explain it there, but also about his film, Vesuvius. What we're going to do is take a very quick 60-second break here, Donnell. When we come back, I want to talk about how you're using the Internet and how it has really helped people to be able to not only, you know, provide financing for projects, but also how you're using it with Vesuvius and how we all can get involved as well, okay?
Awesome.
All right. You're listening to Conversations Live. You all stay with us. Be right back in 60 seconds.
Have you ever lost a loved one, had to cope with handling their affairs, found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, Internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
We were just speaking about saying things and speaking it into existence, Donnell, and that commercial, I forgot, from our good friend Linda C. Newberry. Her book is just about that, being able to speak what you want. And part of the way you've been able to rally the troops, part of the way that people have gotten to find out about this project is because of these funding sites that have come about, Donnell, that have really helped people not only bring their dreams to life, but also allow us to feel like we are part of it. And what's been so interesting, and I want to make this point to our listeners, that this is not just indie filmmakers that's doing it these days. You have, you know, very well-known names that are using these platforms. You have actresses that are using it to bring forth projects that they want to be able, you know, to bring to the world. What was it about Kickstarter and being able to be a part of that platform that appealed to you, Donnell?
Well, one of my favorite filmmakers is Spike Lee. He used Kickstarter to just funded a film actually for $1.5 million, The Sweet Blood of Jesus, actually. And I helped fund that film, you know, his campaign was successful. And I was on the fence about putting it on Kickstarter. I was like, maybe not. And because of him, I said, look, you know what, I'm just going to put it all on the line, you know, and just get it done and get it out there. So he would be that inspiration. And yes, I have funded a lot of other campaigns on Kickstarter that has been successful, and we see out here today the Pebble Watch, and a couple other tech companies I've helped funded, and their stuff has come to fruition. So, you know, I said it has to be done. And I'm going to use Kickstarter to do it. There's a lot of other sites that you could go on as well. Indiegogo is one. Their platform is slightly different. But they're a pretty good company as well, where you could get your stuff funded and you get to keep the money that you make. And, you know, yeah, their platform is slightly different. And it's better where if you get to keep that money, and you know, you could do whatever you need to do with it, and you don't have to worry about that all or nothing platform where if it's not funded, you don't get anything at all. You know, so there's a lot of sites out there that you could definitely raise funds. But I think this new fundraising companies that are coming up, there's no way you could say I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna take a chance. You have to. You know, you have so many opportunities and possibilities to get it done. You know.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about, and I like the way you said that. You know, I help fund this. I help do this because it really does make you a part of the project. I mean, you get listed. I mean, you really become a part of this. So let's talk about Vesuvius, because yours is one of these things that is, from what I understand, and you can correct me on this, that it is an all or nothing. That, you know, if you're not able to reach the goal that you have set, which is $25,000, if you're not able to reach that, of course, you know, you're not able to get the funding for it. Does that kind of, you know, make it that much more pertinent for you to making sure that you are doing all that you can do to get the word out?
Absolutely, and that's why that platform is a great platform. I think in comparison to, like I mentioned earlier, Indiegogo, this is a platform where you have to get up and get. You have to push forward to get as much people to get in on your vision and to help you bring this vision to life. So with that all or nothing, it gives it a sense of urgency that is needed to help you get this campaign funded, you know.
Right.
So again, like I said, I funded on Indiegogo as well, and I got to keep those funds. But with this campaign, I am even more out there. I'm on the internet. I'm scouring. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter constantly. I'm going after anyone and anybody and anyone that could possibly spread the word out. And again, I just want to thank you for also you know, answering the call and giving me this opportunity to be able to let people know how great this project is. You know, so this is crunch time, and this is what makes it. I call it the beautiful. It's a beautiful struggle. You know, I believe in a story. There's a beginning, the dream. There's the middle. That's that work that you put in, and then there's the end where you get to see how great your vision turns out to be. So I'm in the middle. And I'm working very hard to see how this vision is going to turn out. But I definitely need the help of you know, everyone that could help me realize this dream, because this dream is not only for me, but a lot of other people that is involved in this dream. It's going to be amazing experience for everyone. And I'm not going to say, hey, you know what? I'm asking for money and give me money for free. I have a lot of great incentives for everyone that pledge. You know, I actually have a B camera, for instance, that we're going to be giving away. I have our mercenary gear wardrobe that I'm going to be giving away as well. The clapper slate. So someone will win our clapper slate. I'll seal the last markings of the of our shoot. So they'll have a signature, and they'll have a clapper slate. I also have tickets to our premiere. I have, oh, my God, so many amazing incentives when they pledge. So they're not just giving me stuff for free. They're living part of that dream with me, and they're also getting a lot of great stuff that goes along with it. So, you know, when you get up on that Kickstarter page and you see that teaser, and you see the actors and actresses, and you understand our vision, and you like our vision, you know, you're welcome to pledge just anything. It doesn't really matter. Just you pledge anything, but you get so much more in return when you do support this campaign and our project, you know.
So as you say, the minimum pledge is $1, And we're going to be telling you guys here in a moment how you can actually find it, and we're going to actually be posting it on our website as well. But the minimum pledge is $1, and as he said, you can actually, you know, do as much as you would like. And what's so great about when they go to the Kickstarter page, and I think you've added things since the last time that I was actually on there.
Yes, I have.
Donnell, because you're able to see actually some of the cast members now on the Kickstarter page. That kind of helps to, you know, you guys to be able to see it more visually. You also, of course, as you mentioned, you can watch, you know, the teaser there as well as see Donnell himself as well as his casting director talking about this project and why they want you to get involved. You know, I believe this is the exciting part about the whole thing is that you're able to bring people along, you know, for the experience because they can be just like you've been able to say, I was a part of that. I was a part of making that happen. Is that part of what you've been able to hear from people?
Yes, absolutely. It feels good to know that you've, when you see something come to life and you're a part of it, that minus getting incentives and, you know, getting, you know, stuff mailed and tangible stuff, but just that feeling of, hey, I helped make that happen. It's a great feeling. I felt that. I felt that with the Spike Lee movie that he's currently producing. And, you know, I was like, wow. I was a part of something that is great, and I love it. I'm proud of it, and I love it, and I hope people feel the same about my project as well. And this project, it is going to be, you know, it's going to be absolutely amazing because a lot of work that's going into this project is my work. This is my baby. So I am going to be directing. I'm shooting it. I'm doing all the special effects, you know, just about everything except acting. Of course, I have a lot of help, but this is my baby. So, you know, this creation is something that's near and dear to me, and I'm definitely going to make sure that it comes out amazing. And anyone that's a part of that would be proud to be a part of that and the end result. When they see the end result, they should be and will be proud of just supporting our campaign. You know, I did a research, and we were talking about the Internet, and I did some research, and I scour the Internet constantly. And I was doing research about just, you know, getting this film out and going through film festivals and how are you going to be seen in film festivals. And I realized for my genre, which is sci-fi action, and being that it's a short, there's a very good chance that there's not a lot of people that's doing what I'm doing in my genre of filmmaking. So when it gets there, when it gets seen at film festivals, it stands out. And the cast that I have, again, is absolutely amazing. So the work that I'm going to be putting around them and the work that they're going to be doing is just going to take it out into the stratosphere. And again, anyone that gets in on this now would be very happy and very proud of the end result that we're gonna have when this film is finished. And again, I could talk so much more about the incentives that we have. Again, you get your name in the credits as well. So not just saying, hey, I was a part of the film, you could actually show people that you're in the credits. So you're in the credits of the film. You actually, I also have photos taken. So you have your own posters. You get your own posters, Vesuvius posters with your likeness and your name. So you have something that you could actually say, hey, I was actually a part of this film, and not just saying, hey, you know, I did that, but you could actually have something to show people as well. So I'm so very excited about this film, and again, I hope that everyone that supports this film would be as excited as we are about this film. And I'm very sure that they will be after seeing that teaser, and that's absolutely nothing in comparison to what we have planned for this film. We're making this film where it is of a cinematic quality. It is something that you could match against any multi-million-dollar blockbuster film. And that's what we're going for. Yes, we have a modest budget, but the work that we're putting in, it is going to match that, and we are trying to surpass that as well. So I know it's going to be something amazing and something great. So please, you know, hey, go check out that page. Get in there. See, check it out. Look at the teaser. Be amazed, and you know, support us and be a part of this vision that we have for something that's going to be absolutely amazing when it's finished.
Well, what we've done, Donnell, is we've actually created a link to make it easier for people to be able to find the page, and we actually just tweeted it out while you were talking. And all they have to do is go to www.tinyurl.com/Vesuvius Project, and that will take you guys directly to the Kickstarter page, and you can there you'll be able to see the video that you heard Donnell talk about there, as well as be able to see the various ways that you can not only be a part of the project, but also some of the great gifts that you can get by doing so. So we want to make sure that you guys take advantage of that. Again, it is a www.tinyurl.com/Vesuvius Project. We also have my producer put it in the liner notes, Donnell, of this show.
Great.
So that people who missed the live show, they can actually just click on it directly from the page and be able to go over there to be able to visit the Kickstarter page while they're listening to the broadcast. So, again, you know, it is all about, I think, invested interest and being able to help seed a vision. And I think that is one of the greatest gifts any of us have, is to be able to help someone else bring their vision to life. You know, for you personally, I mean, not only are you able to create this great project, but it's also a great tribute, I think, Donnell, you know, to your friend, to his memory, to what he loves, and I think that's just an added benefit as well. What would you say to our listeners out there who are, you know, listening to this conversation, who have visions and dreams of their own? What advice would you have for them about just going all in, being all or nothing in pursuing those dreams?
Simple. You have to. You just, there's no way that you can't do this. Everyone has dreams, and I believe that your soul is begging you to make it happen, you know, make it a reality. That I think is one of our purposes in life, you know. And it's sad that a lot of times we say, hey, you know what, life gets in the way, and we're not going to follow those dreams. You simply have to. You know, that's the best advice that I could give. I'm not going to sweeten it up or sugarcoat it. You just have to do it. No ifs or buts about it, you know. So that's all I would say. Just get it done. Get your dream out there. Get it done. And as you continue telling people, and as you continue working towards your dream, people start following. They start listening. They start following. They see your passion, and they follow you. And speaking about passion, I just want to tell you, congratulations on 10 years. Your show is 10 years now, and you also listed that you were getting 70 listeners. I'm sorry, 70 people a month on your show, and that's absolutely amazing in compared to 20 that you mentioned. And again, that's your passion, and you made that happen. You made something that started off small into something great, and you know, we all have our different passions, you know, and you knew that you had to get that done. You know, you had to get it done no matter what. There's something in your soul that burns, that say, hey, this has to be done. And it'll keep reminding you when you forget, when you let life get in the way, it'll keep reminding you that you have to get it done. And that's why I say, just get it done. Just get it done. Get your dreams out there. Work towards it. Make it happen. No one could stop you. They could slow you down, but they can't stop you. And
exactly.
And that's what I would say, you know.
Well, it's great advice from someone who knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Donnell Henry has been our guest. He is, of course, the filmmaker behind Seal of the Gods, but also of the upcoming project, Vesuvius, that you all can be a part of. Make sure you guys go to www.tinyurl.com, and, of course, /Vesuvius Project. There you'll be able to find the page for Kickstarter to be able to see how you can be a part of this project. Also, you can stay in contact with Donnell. He's on Twitter at Seal of the Gods is where you guys can find him there. So make sure you guys take advantage of that opportunity. Donnell, looking forward to staying in contact with you and looking forward to checking back in with you next month for a progress report.
Awesome. Absolutely. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to give you the good news about and progress about this film and us being successfully funded on Kickstarter and more. We're going to start shooting on March 30th. So that is something we're all very excited about. And I would also like to mention that we just cast Kenny Rock, which is a brother of Chris Rock. He saw the teaser and he was blown away. He was like, I want to be in this. And I was like, I would love to have you in this film. So we're starting to get, you know, it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger and even more amazing. So, you know, again, there's so many more treats and so many things that I see ahead for this film. And I can't wait to give you a progress report in a month. So, absolutely. And thank you for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely been all mine, man. And we thank all of you for tuning in as well. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Donnell, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.